Some have no knowledge of God at all, much less his spirit and the truth, which of course raises difficult questions for many people in the world. How can billions of people who lived and died truly, without truly understanding God, have a chance? How is that fair? These are some of the questions that the world poses to us. What about whole nations who have never even heard of the truth of God? Acts 2:17 and what Peter's teaching on this day of Pentecost can help answer these questions. They answer it by showing us that eventually everyone is going to have an opportunity. When Peter quoted Joel and God said that God would pour his spirit out on all flesh, he was pointing to something much bigger than what happened in Acts 2. Like I said, he wasn't just talking about what happened in that moment, but he was talking about the future as well. He was showing that in God's plan, eventually all people will have the opportunity to hear God's truth and have God's spirit work with them in a calling, which reveals, of course, the fairness, the mercy of God, because his plan includes everyone, not just us here today and those in church history. Of course, right now we are the ones being called. We are the early harvest, which is what this day is all about. But Pentecost is also about the future grander harvest, the larger harvest that's still coming, where all people have a chance to understand God and respond to him. Of course, we know that everyone will have to choose eventually. It's not going to be a forced acceptance, but everyone will at least have the same opportunity to hear the truth clearly, to understand it, and then to respond to it. This reminder is important, especially on this day, because it emphasizes that God's plan, especially this day of Pentecost, is a plan of hope for humanity. Sometimes during this day, maybe we'll think about just what's happening with us, with the first fruits, with what happened in Acts 2, you know, with God's church. But it also points forward to the future, as does the entirety of God's holiday plan, which gives us real hope, and it gives the world hope, and it gives us something positive to preach to the world. It reminds us that God is not trying to exclude people, but is working out his plan in a very orderly and in purposeful way, and that the rest of humanity will have their opportunity later on. Turn with me, if you will. We'll do one more verse this afternoon in 2 Peter 3, verse 9. Second and last verse, a very encouraging verse we should all be familiar with. 2 Peter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God is going to give everyone a chance to repent. He will pour out his spirit on the entire world and make sure that everyone understands his truth and his plan, and will give everyone the chance to accept that plan if they desire. This has always been God's heart, God's intention. He wants everyone to join his family. So when we read this verse, when we read this passage in Acts on this day of Pentecost, we should remember both parts of its meaning. First, that this day serves as an annual reminder that God's Spirit is working with us, working in us daily so that we can improve, working with those who have accepted his calling in this time and on this earth. But secondly, that the day of Pentecost also points towards the future. It prophesies of the time when everyone will receive his spirit and eventually hear the truth and have the opportunity to respond. So it's a hopeful message on the day of Pentecost. And we see God's spirit poured out in a powerful way in Acts 2. But again, it points towards a future time when, according to God's plan, his spirit will be poured out on all flesh.